In the year 1831, biologist Charles Darwin began a fateful journey on the HMS Beagle. On that journey, Darwin formulated the controversial theory of evolution, which has impacted society down to this day.
Our goal is to punch holes in that theory, so we'd like to welcome you to
Sink the Beagle.
Fire one, Captain!
Way to go, Stan. Nice shot.
Thank you, John. It wasn't bad shooting for an old guy. I'm Stan Hudson.
And I'm John Kurlinski. We'd like to welcome you to another fun-filled episode of
Sink the Beagle,
where we take a very lighthearted and lighthearted look at creation evolution and where we came from, issues of our origins, and maybe of our destinations.
And we cover all the gamut of knowledge. We go from the biological, the sociological, the psychological, the scientific, the biblical.
If we can pronounce it, we'll say it.
And if we can say it, and if we can't pronounce it, maybe we'll even make it up. But anyway,
we'll make it up.
No, today we'd like to talk a little bit about the concept of evolution and creation. You know, it's a debate that's hotly contested here in the United States in the
lots
public schools. Lots of heat. Little light, global warming going on here. But today, when we talk about the idea of it's not just here in the United States anymore. We're not the sole bastion of trying to hold up the idea of a creator God.
Though we do try to bast whenever we can. Bastion.
Yeah, anyway, we're not the only ones out there, Stan.
We are not the only ones.
It's nice to have allies.
It is, and today we're going to reference a couple of those voices that have added to the heat, shall we say, that's going out in the world today, warming the globe. And who are those people that we'd like to just kind of spotlight and select as friendly allies in this subject?
Well, there's a real popular young, I don't know if he's a scientist, I guess he's a scientist, and he is actually of Turkish origin.
A Turk.
He has a pseudonym, and he is named
Harun
Yahya.
Harun Yahya.
We like Harun Yahya. His actual name is Adnan Akhtar, and he has published a book. And he has a 770-page book that he published in French of all languages.
It's French.
The French. Atlas de la Création.
Ah, okay.
Atlas of Creation.
And in this book and in his heated words, what is it exactly that our friendly Turk is talking about?
Well, he's really, basically, he's against evolution.
He's against it, okay.
He's against it. And he likes to highlight the idea in his book that Darwin, he believes, is responsible for the fascism, the communism, the terrorism, all the isms that are bad in this world. He can trace back to Darwin. And he's went out and he published lots of copies, and he's been sending free copies to many European schools and almost all the European universities.
Okay.
And saying, here, we need to get some better information in our schools and let the world know that evolution, especially Darwinistic philosophy, naturalistic philosophy, just doesn't cut it in our world anymore.
Well, survival of the fittest, John, and you and I have talked at length on some previous Sink the Beagles on how it has affected the social network of the world, certainly the West, when we talk about if there is no morality, if the great morality that operates our life systems on this planet is basically if you got bigger teeth and bigger claws and you can wipe out your enemies and the people that are kind of trying to compete with you for resources in this world, you win and you will evolve into some higher being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so survival of the fittest, if it works in animals, why not let it work in social systems? And the stronger races, the stronger countries will wipe out the weaker. And, you know, that's what Adolf Hitler thought.
That's what Adolf Hitler thought, and that's why I believe
Karl Marx.
That's why Adnan, or Harun, as he likes to be called, is protesting against. And actually, his books, not only in France, I mean, this message of anti-evolution, we could say it in a negative way, or procreation, is actually been translated. Also, he had his book translated in Arabic and Urdu. and a Bahasa Indonesian type language. So he's going global, making sure his book gets published and gets out there, and he's having some success too, Stan.
Okay, what kind of success is he having?
Well, he's has a very strong appeal. The idea behind it all is that, you know, strong religious medicine goes down best, is his philosophy. He holds no prisoners. He doesn't soften the punches. He just goes for the gusto every time.
Entirely unlike us, where we always mitigated with gentility, don't we, when we talk about...
He's kind of like the Rush Limbaugh of European evolution and creation.
Okay.
He can be kind of bombastic. But it's actually, he's quite popular. He's quite popular, even with the ladies. The ladies like him. So he's one of these handsome Arabic kind of Turkish looking gentlemen. Little Omar Sharif maybe looked to him.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'm not sure if we can compete there, but hopefully we can be in bombastic too. Well, he does have some very key points, and I'm sure the reason that he's getting popular in the world today with his message is that it does resonate with some things. And I think this social Darwinism issue is something that is clearly supportable, I think.
Yeah, and he lays out the arguments clearly, and he has created a lot of ire. There's lots of people who are starting to turn their heads now and take notice.
Yes.
Because it's not just in the France and Turkey and going around the world, you're finding it springing up even in Russia.
Okay.
Just recently in 2005, the Russian Orthodox Church in St. Petersburg, and my son was in Russia for a year.
Yeah, he just got back.
And they sued the government for teaching only evolution.
The Russian Orthodox Church did?
They backed a family who was suing the government.
Okay.
And so you have the Archbishop of the Orthodox Church, that's the church in Russia.
Right, the state church.
The state church in Russia, and saying that, you know, this evolution stuff just doesn't cut it. And we should expand our understandings in public school, in our science classes.
Now, you know, we've commented before here in Sink the Beagle on some of the other Orthodox churches in the world today, Christian churches like the Roman Catholic Church, and the Pope has historically, and not the current Pope, but the popes historically have supported evolution as being okay for Christians to believe in. That's scientific. Although they kind of hold a couple of areas that they want to be sacred.
Yeah, well, for the Catholic Church, they like to say that, you know, we'll let evolution explain material processes, our physical body, but we get the soul. They kind of revert to Greek logic and Greek dualism, and thus they are actually quite naturalistic, and they're actually more pagan than they are biblical in that respect.
Well, and you say that as an someone who's raised a Catholic. So you're intimate with the details, but
one of their leading scientists is a Father Joseph Fessio, and he is one of their leading Catholic scientists who teaches at this juggernaut of academia down there in Florida, Ave Maria University.
Heard of it, but
he's one of their leading spokesmen and scientists, and the trouble is though that a lot of his own church in Catholicism are looking back and saying, you know, you're siding a little bit too cozy up to naturalism.
Okay.
And your colleagues in the scientific world, you know, we don't hold that view quite so strongly. And even though John Paul II, we talked about in prior programs, came out and supports kind of a dual magisterium, was the Latin term they use. You know, the science can have the facts relating to physical world, but we have the facts and the truth relating to the spiritual realms and the soul, and they divide life that way. But that's not a biblical approach, but that's how they've done it.
Well,
and the church is kind of starting to get even a little reaction against that. They're wary of that kind of thinking.
Just for a reminder, we've pointed out that the basic understanding, I think, the official Catholic understanding is that at some point for lack of a better way of describing it, a Neanderthal kind of man became Adam when God breathed into him a soul. So apparently he evolved from, you know.
There's a monkey that looks like me. I think I'll give it a soul.
And at that point, sort of modern man became what we eventually would be. And anyway, so that was a way of allowing evolution and the creation, kind of a slant on evolution, to work.
Yeah, but since the election of the new pope, since the John Paul II death, and now you have Joseph Ratzinger, who's now Pope Benedict, he is actually not backpedaling, but they're sort of slowing down on that sort of theme, and they're sort of starting to look at, study it, re-examine it again, and they're even being nudged along, I should say, or urged on by the Orthodox. Like you said, the Russians are involved in it as well.
Okay.
But the Patriarch Bartholomew, the head, their version, not really a pope, but one of the leading leaders of the Russian Orthodox Church, is trying to nudge his, quote, brother Catholics, for whom the Orthodox Church split from, back to a little more biblical base and not be so eager to embrace these scientific interpretations.
Well, you know, John, we have seen major Christian denominations struggle with what to do about this apparent conflict between science and scripture. We've seen a lot of official positions start to shift towards science versus a literal understanding of scripture. They've kind of given up on the biblical account. And a lot of people are unhappy with that. A lot of people, congregants, people in the pews, haven't been happy with the way their leaders have gone. And there is some pressure. There is some warming going on in the world today. And people are listening to people like us and like Yaya and so forth.
Yaya and others. You know, we're going global, Stan.
Yeah, there is a heating up that's going on. And it's interesting that Scripture seems to suggest.
What's that, our torpedo text, Stan?
From Revelation 14, and in the last days, this kind of global message will indeed start warming things up. And this is found in chapter 14, verse 6 and 7, this first angel message. It says, John saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, every tongue and people. That's pretty global. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.
So we have a call, the Bible says, of the message of about a creator going global, a call to worship of God, who calls us to acknowledge him as the source and the sustainer and the giver of life. So, you know, it's so fitting that we're not alone, that we should expect to find more people calling, so to speak, Darwinism to account on these issues.
Well, the word angel means messenger, but you know that the idea here is that it's a divine message, that God will actually be inspiring these voices. God will be behind this push to remind the world, to call the world back to a clarity and of an understanding that we are all creatures. We are not evolved from pond scum, but we have a special and specific reason for existence. And among those reasons to exist is to worship God and to honor him, to fear him who is a judge, and to prepare ourselves for the soon return of his son.
Yep, and that's what we hope that you're getting there as you listen week in to week out, that you also will help this global warming, this heating up, as you continue to share the from your heart. And you can warm your neighbor. You might be able to go global yourself.
Talk it up.
You can warm your neighbor. Talk it up. Talk about your Creator and your relationship to him. So tune in again to another
Sink the Beagle.
Thanks for listening to Sink the Beagle. We'd like to send you a special gift just for being with us today. Write to our email address, beagle@lifetalk.net, and ask for your free copy of Dr. Dwight Nelson's book called Built to Last, A Thoughtful Look at Creation and Evolution. Ask for Built to Last when you write to beagle@lifetalk.net. And be sure to listen in next time to another episode of Sink the Beagle.
So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.